My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I want to tell you guys a story about a team. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob is here. Rob is going to the KU game later. He looks thrilled. I want to tell you a story about a team that since 2017, they have been on a path of excellence. This team also, since 2017, has always been one of the final four teams remaining. This team also, since 2017, has won multiple championships. Now, you guys might think that we are talking about the Chiefs. Yeah, no, we are. We're also talking about the Houston Astros. Houston, it wasn't really that long ago, like a decade ago. Honestly, right before the Royals played them in the postseason in 2015, they were not that good of a team. The Astros, from 2011 to 2013, won 56 games, 55 games, and then 51 games. They were bad. And then they won 70 games. They then won 86 games. And you know, had the heartbreaking loss to the Royals with the big error from Carlos Correa. And basically, since that point, they have been the best team in baseball. In 2017, they won 100 games and won the World Series. In 2018, they won 100 games and lost in the ALCS. They've lost a couple of World Series. They've won a couple of World Series. They have been really, really good. Rob, I think that Houston is the favorite heading into the postseason. I think they're the favorite in the same way that we consider the Chiefs to be the favorite heading into last year's postseason. Until you kill Houston, if they make the dance, you do not want to play them, and they are the most difficult team that you are going to go up against. We're talking about a team that has played in a lot of big games and has won a lot of big games. I know there's a lot of hype around the Orioles. We saw the Orioles last year. They were the one seed in the American League. They got swept out pretty easily. The Yankees, for all the money and all the hype around Aaron Judge, when was the last time that the Yankees have been to the World Series? I think if Houston makes the postseason, and you would think that they are going to, they're leading their division, they're going to be either the division winner or one of the wild card teams. I would consider Houston to be the favorite in the American League down the stretch.
I mean, we were talking in the office the other day. It was me, you, Cody, Gold, a couple of guys. And I was telling you, hey, let's get to the postseason first, but it might open up for the Royals. As a Royals fan, I don't really fear the Yankees. I think the pitching staff for the Royals might be better than the Yankees. The Orioles have way underperformed this year. I think the Royals can match up well against the Orioles. The Royals have done nothing but beat the Guardians consistently this season. There's no reason for Royals fans to fear them, but if there's one team in the postseason that, as a Royals fan, I want no part of, and as a Royals fan, I would say, please, someone knock them out, it's the Houston Astros. Like, I know baseball and March Madness are not the same, but I think you'll understand this analogy. When the bracket comes out and you start filling out, you start getting to the Elite Eight, Sweet 16 line, you think to yourself, man, I really hope someone takes care of that spicy 2 seed down there, or, oh, please, someone beat the 3 seed because I don't want a Sweet 16 matchup with them. That is how I feel about the Astros. You start running the numbers, and you're like, there's one team that the Royals fan, I go, no thanks, hard pass, and it's the Astros. They have the talent, and they have the track record, and all they seem to do as a baseball team is being the ALCS just year after year after year.
It's funny because looking at the text line, I mean, our top two text are on 913-586-7965. CDOT, don't hype the cheaters. Another texter is, they cheated. It's funny because I think it was maybe the second Royals game I went to this season, because I went to opening day. We were there. I went to early in the season. They played Toronto, I'm pretty sure it was. And George Springer came up to the plate. And he was just getting booed. And I kind of looked around. I was kind of confused. I was wondering what beef I had with George Springer. I was like, he ain't never done nothing to me. I don't know why we're booing him. And then the guy looked back and was like, the cheating. I was like, oh, that's what it was. People are still mad about this. Why do you think that baseball fans have held on to the cheating scandal the way that they have in this regard? When I would say that cheating to try to win is the most baseball thing that you can possibly do. Most of your favorite players, cheaters.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Think about it. Most of your favorite players over the course of the last 25 years have either cheated or been linked to cheating. In the NFL, we call Tom Brady the cheater. He was on the team where the coach had the other team's practices filmed. You can't cheat much more seriously than that in football. I don't really care about the deflating of the footballs. I don't really think that was that big of a deal. I don't really think that gives you a competitive advantage over the course of the game. If you can watch the other team's practices, seems like a pretty big deal. We don't penalize the Patriots the way that we penalize Houston for cheating. I'm not saying Houston didn't cheat. It is very obvious that they cheat. But it is weird that we take this moral stance with Houston and their cheating, especially A, given the history of cheating in baseball and all it has been linked to, and also how we treat this in any other team. Like, if your team wasn't cheating in college football or college basketball, you didn't have a realistic chance of winning. If your team wasn't dropping off bags of money to try to get the top recruit, your team just wasn't winning a championship then in that context. So the cheating for Houston really isn't a big deal to me. I don't really think it's that big of a deal, but, oh, it certainly matters to baseball fans. They're mad about it.
How much of the cheating really mattering to baseball fans is because it seems like Rob Manfred did nothing. Because, and that's not Houston's fault. It wasn't like Houston said, hey, give us a slap on the wrist. But it feels like, as a baseball fan, Rob Manfred doled out a relatively light punishment, and then, during a press conference, was like, am I really going to pull away the trophy? It's just a hunk of metal. Like, it was the worst way to handle it. And I think because the powers that be, which is Rob Manfred and co, didn't come down on the Astros, fans feel like, okay, that we have to take charge here and dislike them more. Because all the favorite players comment is right. But baseball writers are being gatekeepers now to the Hall of Fame. Congress got involved and put these people under oath in front of a judiciary committee back in the day. Like, when baseball didn't stop the steroids, third parties were stopping the steroids in some form or fashion. It felt like Rob Manfred knew the Astros cheated, had the evidence the Astros cheated, and said, come on, guys, stop it. Slap on the wrist, and then insulted the sport, and it makes baseball fans jaded toward the Astros.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not a baseball purist enough to really care about this. The text line is still mad about the cheating for the Houston Astros. At some point, the cheating ended, right? We don't think they're cheating now.
We
right?
assume. I mean,
no. I mean, you never know. But I'm saying is the scandal that Houston was over, it ended at one point, right? They won 90 games last year and lost in Game 7 of the ALCS. In 2022, they won the World Series. When do we think that Houston started playing legitimately and fairly? Because they are winning their division right now, fair and square. When did it start? When did it end? Because it seems to me they are still winning. When the Patriots stopped filming your practices, they kept winning. When the Patriots stopped doing funny stuff with the footballs, they kept winning. KU, they were paying players. Now everybody can pay players. They're still winning. Maybe it's just other things that went into it on why they continue to be better than you in baseball, more so than they just had the signals and the stuff. And maybe so. Like, we are guessing that Michigan last year was not stealing signs. That's what we're going to guess, right?
I feel like they were definitely stealing signs last
season.
Up until Connor Stallions got popped, yeah, I was pretty confident.
I was like, week one. I was like, week one of the season. Then I won the national championship afterwards and didn't lose to anybody the whole year. At some point, the cheating stopped, and they still kept beating you. What's the excuse then? They're better than you are. That's okay.
But Carrington, I know this almost better than others because I am a KU fan. Do you know what happens when the cheating stops and you still keep winning? Fans will continue to be angry about the cheating, and they'll get angrier and angrier and angrier. You know what happened when KU won the national title in basketball in 2022? Opposing fan bases, or at least on social media, were like, why didn't the FBI stop them? They cheated. They should be there should be some sort of recompense. This is unfair. You know how fans are, especially fans on social media. When you're losing, you're mad. Then you find out the opponent is cheating, and then you keep losing, you keep being mad, and you get angrier and angrier. That's what's happening with the Astros.
I mean, I would just say that more teams should have been doing what Houston was doing. For all the conversations we had in the 2000s about how wrong it was to pay players, nothing really happened to the teams that were. Right? Like, we think that USC gave Reggie Bush's family a house. They didn't really seem to do much to USC. They just kind of kept playing football.
Well, I mean, they did take his Heisman for a long time.
Yeah,
they punished him.
They penalized the one person. They didn't penalize everybody else. The FBI had evidence that a Kansas assistant coach was present when an Adidas representative gave Billy Preston a bag full of money. It seems like everything worked out at KU. I would say that our teams were too scared to do what they needed to do to win, is what I would say. I don't know why Missouri wasn't doing this. K-State, I don't know why you weren't doing this. There's no penalty to it. Keep cheating. You guys were doing petty cheating, like trying to help a couple of players on a test like Missouri was. No, you should have been big cheating. You should have been dropping money off. That's what you should have been doing. You should have been cheating better. That's what we saw Houston doing. They were cheating efficiently, and it was working. They were winning championships. All right, coming up on the other side,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.